By the end of 1992, the mainly Muslim population of Sarajevo had been under siege for nearly a year, dodging the snipers, exposed to the aim of the guns of the Bosnian Serb army that ringed the city. 2 months after condemning the Serbs, Lord Owen was on his way into Sarajevo, along with his American partner, Cyrus Vance, the United Nations envoy. David Owen's trip into the war zone confirmed his worst fears about the conflict and the callous attacks on Sarajevo's citizens.
Mr. Vance and Lord Owen arrived at one of the most dangerous places in the city.
Well, you see the whole, wanton destruction. I don't think I've ever seen anything so totally wanton, ghastly mess.
Seeing a brand new sort of building built for the Olympics completely shellacked, it was very upsetting. And you had this feeling, this is medieval siege, you're back in the old days.
Lord Owen travelled into the hills above Sarajevo to protest to the Serb leader, Radovan Karadzic, and his generals. He was incensed at their bombardment of the city's main hospital.
It's a disgrace, to be honest.
It
can't be allowed to go on.
Only days later, the hospital was hit by shellfire again. It appeared and was presented by the Bosnian government as another act of Serbian aggression. But this event soon shattered David Owen's basic assumptions.
The UN monitors actually saw a mortar crew come into the hospital in Bosnian government military forces uniform and fire over the Kosovo hospital into an area, presumably Serb. The mortar was packed up very quickly. Television crew arrived, set up in the grounds of the hospital. A few minutes later, retaliatory fire from the place where the mortar came, and of course landed on or near the hospital, all filmed on television.
The United Nations in Sarajevo protested to the Bosnian government. Panorama has obtained a copy of the then commander, General Morion's letter to President Izbegovic. In it, he angrily blames the Muslim government for shelling the hospital.
I now have concrete evidence from witnesses of this disreputable and cowardly act. I must point out to you the harm that such blatant disregard of the Geneva Convention does to your cause.
When I said to General Morion, who's, I think, exceptionally able soldier in every way, why don't you make this public? He shrugged his shoulders in a sort of Gallic way and he said, we have to live here. There is no use anybody pretending that there are innocents in this business and that there is one side that is pure white, the victims, and the other side, pure wrong, black, the aggressors. That is not the